By the power of its all-pervasive, unconstructed nature, the basic state knows no obstructions or barriers. Ever present, the basic state is a vast expanse like pure space. All phenomena appear in the basic state. Similarly, rainbows appear in the sky, non-independent of space. All phenomena are the display of the basic state. In the basic state, all phenomena cannot be found to have an independent nature and are like a fleeting rainbow. The simpler things are, the more profound they are. The more simply you look at yourself, the more profound you become. This is just the way it is. By trying to create some kind of complex definition of who you are that relies on constantly groping for labels, confusion persists. And that confusion all the while rests in the basic state. It's completely unnecessary in terms of being a source of self-identification. This text encourages you to simply rely on the instinctive conviction of the basic state itself, the basic state that unavoidably binds everything together. There's no possibility whatsoever of getting out of or getting into the basic state. It's absolutely impossible to do either one. The basic state is persistent and persevering in all phenomena. So no matter what the label of a phenomenon may be, its instinctive nature is the basic state. No matter what the label is, it is already convicted in itself as the basic state. So it doesn't need to become convicted. It already is convicted by its nature. It's impossible for any label whatsoever to mean anything other than the basic state. The fleeting meaning it has is always undone by the spontaneous presence of the basic state. This basic state is absolutely pure and crystal clear. Its clarity is pronounced in every single phenomenon. Its dynamism is unstoppable. If we try to stop any here and now, that's absolutely impossible. It's absolutely impossible to even identify a here and now in any way. By the moment we thrust ourselves into describing it in some way, it's completely gone. It's completely uncapturable, completely immeasurable. There's no way whatsoever to contain it and then identify its contents. And so rather than building a whole life based on describing the contents of every moment and its relation to a past and its projection into a future, why not just relax completely in your own basic state? Relax completely in the instinctive knowledge, in the instinctive conviction that every single moment, no matter what it is indestructible. Your basic state is indestructible. Any label applied to that state, whether it is as heady as birth, life, and death, or whatever it might be, whatever that is, it rests irrevocably in the basic state. The label itself is simply a phantom image. It's like a rainbow disappearing in space. It's like an assortment of mirages, none of which have an independent nature. A mirage cannot be found to have a nature independent of space. Just so, all labels are non-independent of the basic state. Know the impossibility of dividing the basic state into phenomena. In the basic state, there is no separation of positive, negative, and neutral phenomena. No matter what appears in the basic state, it can never be saved or deleted. It is impermanent and insubstantial. All of the convictions we develop about phenomena being positive, negative, and neutral are simply mind games. They're simply a way of identifying reality. They're simply a way of trying to nail down the nature of existence. But when we look at our own experience in a very basic way, we see that all of it, whether it's described as positive, negative, or neutral, rests in a basic state. And rather than that neutralizing all experience, it vitalizes all experience. And so you see, when you experience yourself in a very simple, direct way, it vitalizes the profundity of your experience rather than neutralizing it. No matter what phenomena appears, it is impossible to either save it or delete it. So why bother trying? Why bother trying to replace one with another? All phenomena whatsoever are impermanent and insubstantial. It's impossible for you to take any kind of thought you have, any emotion you have, any kind of sensation you have, or any other kind of experience you have, and make it permanent and substantial. So if you, for example, say, I have been scared of life ever since the moment I was born, where is the permanence and substantiality in that? The only permanence and substantiality in that would be in your perception of it. So it's a self-made idea you have about yourself. So you see, all of your labels that you apply to yourself are similar to this. They're impermanent and insubstantial. They have nothing to say about your basic state. It's your basic state that is always relied upon. There's nothing else to rely on. Even if you rely on a label, you're relying on the basic state of that label. That is what unavoidably binds everything together. In your own experience, examine these labels in a very logical way. Logically inquire into their nature. Do they have any substantiality? Are they permanent in any way? Look at the empirical evidence of your own experience. In this way, your conviction in the basic state becomes obvious. It becomes evident at all times. The sign of your own experience is the sign of the basic state. It's never signed permanently by any label. In reality, phenomena cannot be found to exist in their own right. The basic state is the single identity of all positive, neutral, and negative phenomena. Due to the power of belief in the independent nature of phenomena, a lifetime of confusion persists. All the ideas about I'm up, I'm down, I'm in between, I want to be happy, I'm unhappy now, when will I be happy? All of these ideas about life are the persistence of confusion. The search for happiness is only attained in realization of the indestructible basic state of every single label that's applied to experience. So all experience, no matter what it is pure like the infinite vast sky. It's completely clear. It's never been collapsed into any kind of label whatsoever. The effort to create positive phenomena and get rid of negative phenomena leaves no time to recognize the basic state and its profound powers of great benefit. When we're trying to create positive phenomena and get rid of the phenomena that we don't like, then we persist in looking at life in that way. We look at life in terms of liking or disliking experience. We look at experiences as different in kind rather than pure by nature. And when we look at experiences as fundamentally different in kind, then we're always seeking for positive experiences and trying to get rid of negative experiences and ignoring the neutral experiences that we're indifferent to. Short moments of the basic state, repeated many times, become continuous. What could be easier? Every single moment is already resting in the basic state. If you've been living a life of confusion, or even partial confusion, or even momentary confusion, realize that all confusion rests in the basic state. The basic state is free from confusion, and it's free from lack of confusion as well. The idea of confusion has never entered into the basic state or separated from it. All the ideas about everything are completely gone beyond in the basic state. In instantaneous recognition of the basic state, you acknowledge the indestructible nature of your own being, just for a short moment. In that short moment, it is recognized that that brief moment of pristine clarity is unending. And so even though you may return to short moments again and again for a while, in each of those short moments, it will be a recognition of the unending, indestructible nature of your basic state. So you see, there's no way to gather that up into words. It's inconceivable. It can only be directly perceived. Emphatically, all phenomena whatsoever are the basic state. Phenomena within the basic state have no independent substance. Like a mirage, it's non-independent from space. Appearances and sounds are fueled by the basic state alone. All appearances, all sounds, no matter what they are self-appearances and self-sounds of the indestructible basic state. By instinctively recognizing the basic state in all experience, all sounds and all appearances blend together in the purity of the basic state, in the crystal clarity of the basic state, in the equal and even dynamism of the basic state. Likewise, thought processes naturally resolving are pure like the sky, unstructured and crystal clear. All phenomena whatsoever are a display of the lucid basic state. One dancing thought after another is the dynamic energy of the basic state. No matter what these thoughts have to say, no matter what they describe, they're pure thoughts, they're crystal clear thoughts, the dynamic energy of the basic state. Instinctively recognize that all phenomena are the basic state. All seemingly external and internal appearances are the pure, lucid, basic state. We learn to identify experience as either internal or external. Yet when we rest in the basic state, we see that even the labels external and internal are phantom images of the basic state. They're like a mirage appearing within space. A mirage is always non-independent of space. So too, all labels that we apply to phenomena and all phenomena themselves are non-independent of the basic state. Phenomena are not binding in any way. It is through belief that they have the power to influence well-being that the perception of confusion comes about. Phenomena are free of an independent nature and pose no threat to the complete health and well-being of the basic state. the basic state abides in complete health and well-being. No phenomenon whatsoever, no matter what it is, can be found to have an independent nature. Your own birth, life, and death rest in the basic state. All bodily sensations rest in the basic state. The body and the mind rest in the basic state. All thoughts rest in the basic state. All emotions rest in the basic state. All experience rests in the basic state. All labels rest in the basic state. The basic state is completely indestructible, the source of complete well-being and perfect accord, no matter what appears. Rest imperturbably in the basic state's powerful clarity, insight, and benefit to all. The indestructible basic state is of absolute benefit to all phenomena, no matter what appears. Rest in the indestructibility of your own basic nature.